prayer.
Amen.
Because you talk crazy. I don't go about how I feel in my body. It don't dictate. It don't rule me.
Come on.
What's on the inside is what rules me.
Ma'am. Yes, amen. Yes, ma'am. Glory.
That's what rules me. That's what gets me out.
Amen. Amen. Right. Woo, glory.
I know my lifeline.
But you put the snake under your feet.
Good.
That's the reason I put them on. That's where they belong.
Dance on.
I put the snake under my feet. That's where you belong.
Dance on it, Miss Mary. Dance on it.
Because I didn't feel like it. I said, hey, I'm getting a snake shoe out. You under my feet. I want to make sure you know you under my feet.
Now you happy you came.
I'm always happy I came.
The joy of the Lord is who you are.
Amen.
Amen.
That's who I draw on. I mean, I don't let my flesh dictate to me.
Amen.
I'm spirit led, not flesh led.
Yes, amen.
Flesh led, I've been in bed.
Amen.
With a cup of coffee.
Me too.
But because the devil was talking, I got my snake skin out.
Amen.
And then he said, you just wore that 2 weeks ago. So I'm wearing it again because you're talking too much. I want you to know you're under my feet.
Amen.
You know?
Yep.
When you talk that much, you need to know that you're under my feet.
It's awesome right there.
Okay, I'm way over. Come on, Pops. Come on up. I'll pay you back next week. Something.
Oh, gosh.
Come on up.
You know, he's moving.
Did y'all enjoy that
bill? Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. This girl is on fire.
Amen. Amen.
That's the
burn, baby. Burn.
That's the way to stay.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Stay on fire.
There's three ways that you can do that. Only three. I got a 3-point message here.
Mm-hmm.
It won't take 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 points. Okay. Number one.
Yeah.
Seek Jesus.
Woo! Glory, amen.
Okay. Now, number two, now this right here is going to really challenge you.
Yeah.
Okay? It's seek Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
And number three, probably the most radical one of all, because people don't like it, and it's seek Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, the power of Him is going to change everything. There's an energy here, baby, and we're flowing in it.
Tell them what you're talking about.
About the car wreck?
Yeah.
Synergy.
Well, I can tell you one about South Africa, too, brother, about an angel.
Yeah, but do
a car wreck.
Car wreck and everything, David Hogan. And I feel like just blowing up, man. David Hogan was, him and his whole team, they had a big thing in Mexico City they had to go to because Mexico City, the politicians are constantly trying to shut them down because of all of what they have done and still do massively.
Amen.
And so him and his team was driving there. They had 4 cars with all their team in it because they had to be there. And they were going through a war zone. Okay. Well, one of their tires blew on their car, and this was God. Okay. Now, we would have been saying, oh, gosh, we're going to be late or whatever. But listen to how this works. They were getting out to fix the tire. They saw a big tour bus backing out on one of the main interstates, okay? And a car came along and hit it. And they said it was like watching it in slow motion. It hit the thing and bounced up and everything, and the tires was flying off of it. All the wind is busting out of it. And it hit the ground and bounced on top and then bounced upright and stuff, and it crushed it. 2 people was inside. I don't know if they're female or male. You didn't say. Doesn't matter, really. Okay. Their guts was laying out of their body because it was ripped open. Both of them were dead. Their faces crushed. Everything. Blood everywhere. Him and his son, the whole team went over it, but him and his son really looked in there, and his son started throwing up. He nearly threw it up, and he said, I've got to be strong. I've got to follow Jesus. None of this matters. I've got to follow Jesus, okay? And he was fixing to lay hands on them. And one bunch of Mexicans came up and everything was looking at it. And they said, Gringo, you're not supposed to touch the dead, anything like that. If you do, they'll charge you for that. And you'll go to prison or be executed. And that's the law because he's not Mexican, okay? He's a missionary, okay? So he said, hey, they're already dead. And the guy told him, he says, well, what was you going to do? He said, I'm going to raise them from the dead. And he said, oh, we've heard about you. Think about that testimony just for a second. Just think about that, man. The impact this man's had. Him and his son crawl into the car because it's crushed. They're laying there. just see it. They put their hands over them. They don't touch them. And they just start speaking in tongues and calling down the mercy of God. And they all watch their bodies come back together. The blood go back in them. And their faces come back. And their arms and everything come back. And they get out of the crushed car. And everybody is just freaking out, backing up. Because, you know, you got 100, 200 people there now. And these people have come back from the dead. In front of everybody. And he's normal. That's the thing. He's normal. It wasn't just Paul that did all this stuff. It was all of them did all this stuff. And it's time, man, to get off the bench. God is putting us into play. He's putting us in the game. And it's time to get out there in the game and declare Jesus.
Oh, glory. Amen.
It's time to declare Jesus. You know how this man trains? He set him and his wife and team, his kids, everybody, grandkids, all of them. I don't care if they're two. They start about 2 years old up. They train them. They fast 7 months a year.
This is our heritage.
When you draw near to the Lord, fast 7 months.
Truly.
When you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you.
Amen.
But you'd have to
that's
have
right, Apostle.
When you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near
right, Apostle.
He'll show you the deep things of
come on.
He'll help you clear up, just like Adriana's poem that she read. I felt every way she mentioned.
Yes. Need to print that out.
All you know, all through from when I first started following the Lord, I felt every way she mentioned. All the way up to the victory. All the way up to the victory. There's no substitute for training. A personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Talking to him.
Amen.
Asking him questions. You have to kill the serpent at the head. When I have problems that linger, I say, Lord, why do I have lingering problems? Show me how. I want to kill it. Because I wanted to live in my life wherever I was at, just like I was in the prayer room in his presence.
Amen.
When I didn't believe in being defeated. Sometimes people preach, they preach what people are going through. They console people.
Amen.
Like this is normal. This is how it's going. This is as good as it gets. That's a lie.
That's a
Amen.
Lie.
Amen.
Come
a
on,
lie.
Preach that, brother.
If Jesus did it, we can do it.
Amen. Amen.
From walking on water to raising the dead.
Amen.
That's our heritage. All
yes,
of it.
Yes, amen.
If he did it, we can do it. That's he flew
right.
away, we fly away. He raised the dead, we raise the dead. Anything that's bothering you, anything that's wrong, things that have happened, the future, the past, whatever's going on that's still a problem, take it before the Lord and kill it. Learn to kill it.
Amen.
He taught me there's a great power in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If you can forgive, you can stay in faith. That was one of the things that kick people out of faith. They hold grudges. Find it. When I first got saved, I saw that it pleased the Lord. When He said, if I've forgiven you, you forgive others. So I started with my enemies. The guys used to take my mini bike. I forgave them and prayed for them.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody I thought of that did me wrong, I thought about them, I forgave them and prayed for them. Nevertheless, everything that's a problem, see, you free yourself up obeying him. Everything that Jesus said gets you on the path. I said, I had a strategy the way I studied when I first knew the Lord. I said, and I'm trusting Jesus with all of my life. I sensed his peace, and I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right.
Amen.
I'm not going to let anything stop me. I said, now he was the Word of God, and when he became flesh, what did he do? He taught on the Sermon on the Mountain, and he taught on the plain. I started with the Beatitudes. I started with the Sermon on the Mountain. That's where I started. So that turned me into a businessman. I was not trained to be a businessman, but it helped me keep my word to people, which is very important.
Amen.
Because God builds on foundation. And if you follow anybody that, like the miracles that happen, if you trace their life, They made some, if you hear his testimony, I'm sure it'll be just like Henry Gruber. They trained in the Lord to do his word.
Amen.
Now, the word of God will feed you correctly if you study it, believing it with the intent to do it. Some people study to see what they can get away with.
Amen.
Some people study it to solve a problem. Sometimes people study it to get over a hump or to satisfy a curiosity. But when you study his word and receive it in your heart,
Amen.
It becomes part of who you are.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the easiest way to kill the darkness and advance in the light.
Repeat that again.
When you study the word,
okay,
receive it in your heart with intent to do it. It gives you vision, and it helps you kill the darkness and advance in the light.
Amen.
When you advance in the light, you start seeing yourself. You're going to, as you start operating in God's word, a greater understanding always comes. And you say, oh, this is why he said that. You know, I grew up, I would fight if I had to. I didn't like to fight, but I would fight and defend myself or somebody that couldn't fight. Turning the other cheek, I kind of had a problem with it, but I did it because Jesus said it. And whenever in a confrontation, I remember that Proverbs said a soft answer turns away wrath. So I took God's road, and I said, oh, this is why he said it. It works. Everything of God works. Now, we all been praying for a revival, and we can have it. Whatever God brings to you, be very faithful with it. Do what he said to do. Whether it's personal training, don't seek him to be powerful. Don't seek him.
That's right.
It's not
right.
About how powerful
that's
you
right. That's right.
That's a byproduct. But focus on him. Don't let the problems of this life distract you. Don't concentrate on the problems. Don't make them bigger than they are. Concentrate on him. The powerful things will happen as a byproduct. Your ministry will happen as a byproduct. Ministry is a byproduct.
Ministries.
Focus on him. If you win the war within, the war without is a cakewalk. You can't. We're going to be studying about authority. The first step in authority is surrendering your life to God. Mm-hmm. James said, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It's not hard.
It is that simple, man.
Very simple. I saw my daddy, he was a Methodist pastor, and he had to stay within a confine. And when I started learning about the Holy Spirit, I talked to him about it. But he kept the Methodist narrative. And that's what he knew and understood. I respect him because as long as a person believes that what they're doing is, if they're in a light, they saw the benefits of it. Getting somebody to change is hard. People only go so far, but they're operating in the light that they had, like Lester Sumrall had said. But when God shows you greater light, you got to transition. The problem that I found with denominational churches, and I love all of them, I still listen to people of different denominations, and the Holy Spirit is using them. You know, instead of looking at what's wrong, look at what's right, because God is using people, you know, of every denomination. But they do make the mistake of limiting God. They stay in a narrative. If you're going to walk in greater victory, you have to allow the Lord to train you. I said, I'm not going to confine myself to one narrative. I'm going to follow God. And wherever I land, that's where I land. If I'm not doing the things that Jesus did, I want to know why.
Right.
How can I thirst and do what Jesus said do?
You said greater.
Greater works. I want the greater works. But as long as my focus is on him, it'll happen.
Come on.
And I won't be doing what others do or like they do it. It's refreshing to learn how they do it. But whatever the Lord tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to see the miracles. Now, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I asked Elder Lewis one time, he was my pastor back in the 80s. I said, how does God talk to you? He said, he'll talk to you by the word. The word is him, like Pastor always say, that's God talking to us now. Messages, that's God talking to us. We need to listen. And then he said, he'll talk to you in your spirit. And he'll talk to you through other people. So when you're studying, when you're seeking the Lord and going in his presence, and he's ministering to you by the Holy Spirit, he's preparing you for what's, he'll help you get on board with what he's got for you. Cooperate with him fully. Come on. It's like Mary said in those two scriptures, man have not seen, I have not seen, ear not heard what the Lord has in store. But Paul said, verse 10, I love verse 10, but he revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. He's going to reveal to you things that nobody in the world may know. He'll open your eyes to scriptures that's been there for ages and nobody saw it like he revealed it to you.
Come on.
And he'll train you in that vein and you'll develop.
That's right.
And if you continue on, he's going to talk to you through others. When you have questions, I learned this, and I'm trying to give you a boost. When I would ask the Lord questions, I would listen to see how he would answer it, whether he revealed the word or he had talked to me personally. But sometimes he chooses to teach me through other people. So I don't care how you get the message to me. I ask him my question, keep it before him, expecting the answer. And when he sent it to me through whoever, my ears will catch it because my ears are open.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you have ears to hear, some ears, sometimes people don't use their ears.
Amen.
And that's why they're unemployed.
That's right.
And that's why their angels are unemployed. God can't deploy them because they won't listen. They won't take time and hear him out. In prayer, if we pray and ask him all of our concerns and don't listen, you spend time listening to him. But fill your heart with the word that gives him a reference. He's coming to you with whatever it is. Do you want a revival? You want to be effective? People can live. If we receive what he has to say and do it, people are going to live.
Right.
If we don't, or if we give up, people are going to die.
Amen. That's right.
That's as simple as it gets.
That's right.
If we yield to the Lord, people are going to live. Your prayers avail much. He may wake you up out of your wonderful sleep, that good sleep. When the temperature is right, you feel good, you're in the right position, and the Lord wake you up so you can pray. Well, pray. Forget about the good, how comfortable you are, and pray.
Amen. Jesus.
He can save somebody's life through prayer. He's done it before.
Jesus.
And he'll do it again. He may cause you to pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray until you start laughing.
Amen.
Whatever he gives you to do, do it.
Yeah.
Your relationship with the Lord is not a substitute for an education in his word. You have to receive his word. Receiving the word is not a substitute for prayer. Prayer is not a substitute for walking in the spirit. Walking in the spirit is not a substitute for studying the word. Everything works together.
Amen.
And as we follow through, whatever God leads you to do, do it. It's part of it. We need elements, all these elements working together.
Jesus. Amen.
The messages that he sends. You know, your strong relationship with the Lord is not a substitute for church.
Amen.
We need it all.
Yes.
I remember, one time I was talking about prayer. I like to do social media, y'all know, at this age, I just still know how to do and operate and post stuff, mostly everybody can do it, though, but it's a singer, her name is Queen Naja, and I've been following her for, like, a couple years. She used to start with YouTube videos with her husband, and that didn't work out, long story short, but so she's been raised in a Christian home. Her mom you know, always praying for her. Her mom is a channel. She prays for people and stuff. So she knows about the things of the Lord, but she's still at that age where she's kind of, you know, I guess the world sometimes still entice her, but she tries to make gospel songs as well. But I just watch her. I pray for her because I'm like, okay, she's a young person like me. She's trying to do her best to live for God, but she know maybe it's a lot of temptation with her being in that arena she's in. But so she had lost her suitcase. Her suitcase had her laptop, had expensive jewelry, it had, you know, all this stuff. And she was like, oh, guys, I'm just so sad. I really want this suitcase that I got. My fiance gave me this bracelet, and I got my laptop, all my stuff. And she was like, I'm gone, y'all. So I'm thinking to myself, hold up. I know how to pray, and I know what I've been taught in my church. We can have authority. We can tell the enemy to return our things. So her spirit just told me to pray for her, because I was like, I don't even know why I was watching it that day, because I had been, like, fasting from the internet. But let me pray, Lord, return her stuff. I said, return her bag, not touch it. Angels, just cover it, send it back where it is. In Jesus' name. So I just prayed that. I really believe that, you know, God just sent me to pray and watch that. But long story short, so I come back on her channel, like, the next day. She's like, I found it, y'all. I found it. And she was like, you know, I don't know. All my stuff was in here. The makeup bag had, like, got all over her computer, but it was still working. And she had a bracelet. And she's like, I'm just so thankful. And I was like, glory to God. You know, I do believe that God had told me to pray for that. Not because I'm so great, but I know, like, if we're obedient to him, he'll do
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you're obedient to the Lord, you're going to see these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I've been listening to Nancy Dufresne's CD on prayer. Mm-hmm. And she said, prayer is not what changes things. Prayer opens the door. Mm-hmm. It's your faith in God's word is right. What changes things. Right. She said prayer just opens the door to get let God come in. She said, people say God knows my needs. She said, God knowing that is not permission. Mm-hmm. She said, if I know you have $100 in your wallet, that does not give me permission to go get it. She says, God needs your permission. And yes. Prayer opens the door. Your faith.
And you learn everything. We out of time.
We way out of time. I'm sorry. Keep going there. Yes.
It's good stuff, though. I'm telling you what.
I know, but we'll be back next Sunday.
You'll never be limited in him. You and him.
Nothing. There is none. The cap's off.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you only. Help us to learn everything that you want us to do. Help us to do
bless
you in Jesus' mighty name. And bless Pastor as he goes forward. Help us to go forward in you and utilize the time you, the generous time you've given us in Jesus' name.
Good food.
That's how you release that faith. It's the faith that man should not live by. Man should. The just should live by his faith.
But I'll bring you that CD. It is on.